He put a piece of dough all the way around the rim. Or Maloya Maya, and he which has come out outside, the same thing. Our Tulta Vinitsutsas, when he made the Hechshir the same way, the Spritzing came outside, so wherever the Easter went, the hot water is going there also. That's where you mark sure this big pot. So Kitzur, you have a very big pot, the nature is to fill it up to the water till the top, and boil it up, and let it spritz out on the outside of it, and that will be mark sure the pot. Now the Mishnah says, Hafakin, a knife, you buy a knife off a guy, Tal Mishnah says shofar, which means just sharpen it. We'll soon see in the Gemara what it means. V Torah, it's Torah, you're allowed to use it. The Omer of Ukfor Bachomo, Vinoyatso Asora Poma Karkas, enough just to stick it into hard ground ten times, 10 different places. That's enough to get off the outside grease that's on the knife. We'll soon see it is only good to use it for something cold, not to use it for something hot. Because this knife must probably, he cut his pork with it, his hot pork. So the tom of the pork went into the knife. So the tom is there, the tom does not come out, now we're just cleaning it and sticking it in. Sticking it into the ground only helps you, like, to clean it out well, there's no tom, there's no band on the outside. Therefore you could cut cucumbers with it now, you've got something cold. So the Kitzur, when the Mishnah says, shofar, sharpening it, lopped out, got to sharpen on the sharpener, you could also stick it into the ground 10 times. Omer Afuna, brother of Yeshua, the karka shein avoy, that's to be hard ground that was not worked on yet. And Omer of Kana, over sakin yofa shein bagum, it has to be a nice smooth knife that has no holes, no cracks there. But if it has some cracks, notches there, then we're afraid some the bend stays there and it won't come out now by sticking it into the ground. Tanyanam Yaglong is also sakin a knife. Sakin yofa, a nice knife, a nice smooth knife. Shein bagum, it has no notches on it. Noyatso asarapon makarka, it's enough to stab it into the ground 10 times, 10 different places, hard ground, that for sure cleans out the knife well. Meister, they said today that when we clean our knives, they have Brillo or with soap, that's as good as dipping it in 10 times also, at least for this much. Omer Avuna Brethren Yeshua, Lecho Batsoinado, that the Mishnah says is a kula with this knife, that you could use it now just after dipping it, stabbing it into the ground, it only means to cut a cold cucumber, but not to cut hot meat, kosher meat. Because if you cut something hot, then again the heat goes into the knife and takes out the tom, and the tom you do not get out. The only way to get the tom out of the knife is kabalei kach poltoi. The same way it was used with something hot, you have to make a hechsher with something hot also, with hot water. Whereas if you use it as a spit on the fire, you have to make liban on it. Kihol, as the case once happened to Mar Yehuda, Obiata Batuvia. Have the Yasvei come with the Shavamalka. They're both sitting in front of Shavamalka. He was a goy Shavamalka. Now Isla Kamaya Westroiga. So they brought in front of the king an Esrik teeth, a nice Esrik. So Posak Ochal, the king sliced it with his own trefa knife, and he ate it. Posak then he sliced another piece. Havle Labuta Batuvi. He gave it to this person, he was a Jew, or see, he was an Evid. His Nevid Kanani, he gave with the Evid, he was a Jew really, he was an Evid, half a Jew, right? He gave it to Bota Batuvia. Hoda, then the king, Dotsa Sarazimni, the king knew the Lachis. Now he knew he was going to give another slice to the Jew. So he took his knife, his trefa knife, and he stabbed it into the ground 10 times. Sarazimni, the Aria, Posak, then he sliced the Esrig. Havle, the Mayuda, then he gave Mayuda a slice of the Esrig. So Kitzur's king knows what he's doing. So Amalei bought the Batuvi, he got insulted. So bought the Batuvi said to him, "For who Gavro Lav by Yisrael? What about me? How come to me? You gave me the slice there that you didn't make a heksha on your knife yet. I'm also a Jew." Amalei, the king said back, "No, Mar Kim le de Gavay, Mar Yehuda, I know Klo. He's an observant Jew. He's a good Jew. He keeps the mitzvahs. Omar, but you like Kim le de Gavay, I don't know that you're an observant Jew. What was the Meister? That was the first answer. I don't know about you." Therefore, I didn't think you saw Machmir. Therefore, I didn't take my time out to kasha the knife.
Don't appear to me to be a Jew.
An observant Jew. Rashi says, "Machmir gavarch of Yehuda, Machmir ani boy shu porish, v'lo yoichal dav rister, avoboch v'tu ain't a matzik shu porish." I don't know if you're a porish or not. He could tell me something. The story was Amalei itkamai avatis biyurta. Remember what you did last night. So Rashi says, "Derech pasoyim, the Persians of derech." Limsa Noshim Riach Sanoim, if they have a guest, stay overnight, they would give them a lady to live with, give them their wives. Okay, Shigron Lem Belial, what happened was last night the king sent a lady to both of them. He sent Marukha a lady to live with, and he sent Vagbutya a lady to live with. So he noticed that he noticed last night that Yehuda said nothing doing. You could sleep someplace else, leave me alone. But Babuti said, very good, come inside. So he saw that Babuti was not so observant, he took the Zayin inside his house. Therefore, if we figure tomorrow, if you don't care about a Zayin at night, you don't care about my yesterday, my kashrus in the daytime. But the Shurim speaker, they speak out really was a mistake. Because really, right, because we're facing south, he made a mistake, right, because he was a Hatsi Yevit. And a Hatsi Yevit was mutter with the Shivcha. He was mutter to live with her. Just the king didn't know this. How do you lech a sefer the pearl sikul mitzechta by the zoro? How do you lech a sefer the pearl sikul mitzechta by the zoro? How do you lech a sefer the pearl sikul mitzechta by the zoro?